simple one. We find in numerous places, the Chumash, as explained by Rashi, that there's a concept of Ketzitzas HaDerech. Ketzitzas HaDerech means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu allows someone to travel a great distance in a short period of time. The question is, how does that work? How do you understand that? Let us say, for example, to travel from Brooklyn to Liberty takes 2.5 hours. Let us say it's 100 miles. If someone sets out and has Ketzitzas HaDerech, what exactly happens? Does the time slow down? Or the space get shorter? In other words, you have two ways to do Ketzitzas HaDerech. It could be the person travels the 100 miles, and when he gets there, he finds that the Rebbe Yisrael made the amount of time for that travel be briefer, be shorter. He gets there 2.5 minutes later instead of 2.5 hours later. Or it could be that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't change the time, he changes the space. To travel the 100 miles normally takes 2.5 hours. A Kodesh Baruch Hu causes the space from Brooklyn to Liberty to become 2 miles instead of 100 miles. So the person travels normally as far as time is concerned, but it's the space that changes. Now you might be thinking, what's the difference? Why is he asking this question? Let me tell you. In this week's Parsha, Parsha's Parleifa, we have an apparent contradiction between two Rashis that are close to each other in the Chumash. And that is that in Perikir Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, by the Parsha of the Misayinim, the complainers, Rashi says the following words. Rashi says, Amru, Oymanu, woe to us, Kaval Abadnu B'derech Hazesh, Shloishis Yomim Shloinachnu Mi'ime Yaderech. What a difficult trip. We had the difficulty of traveling 3 days without a rest stop, without a Loinachnu Mi'ime Yaderech. What a tough trip. 3 days traveling without a pause. That's what Rashi says in Perikin Aleph Pasuk Aleph. But if you look a few psukim earlier, Perikin Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Derech Shloishes Yamim, they traveled for 3 days. Rashi says, Ma'alech Shloishes Yamim Holchu B'yayin Echad. They traveled the 3 day trip in 1 day. Shayach Mishpanchu Chafetz Vach Nisam La'eretz Miyad. So Rashi there said they had Ketzitzas HaDerech. They traveled a 3 day trip in 1 day. That seems to contradict the Rashi, which says that people complained, we traveled 3 days without a rest. Seems to be a major problem in two consecutive Rashis, both based on the Sifri, the Tzarechi and Gadol. Well, if we'll understand Ketzitzas HaDerech, meaning that they did travel 3 days worth of traveling. In other words, it was the tircha of 3 days worth of traveling. The miracle was that it took only 1 day to do it. But if the tircha, the effort, was the same, it was time that slowed down, but the people had to be metriach as much to travel, then the contradiction between the two Rashis would be answered. However, it doesn't seem that way to most of us. Why would a Kaddish Baruch Hu do that? A gift of Ketzitzas HaDerech should involve less difficulty, less tircha, not more than having to travel all that many miles in 1 day. Which we should find. I don't know why this is here. Seems to be a contradiction between two Rashis close to each other here in Parshas Bamos. That's my short thought. Let's move to something more significant. We have in this week's Parsha also in these same psukim, the psukim of Vayihi ben Tzaya Ha'orein at the end of Perek Yud. Vayihi ben Tzaya Ha'orein Vayomer Moshe. As you know, we say this when we open the Orin, when we take out a Sefer Torah, we say Vayihi ben Tzaya Ha'orein. I get the feeling that many people think Vayihi ben Tzaya Ha'orein means when the Orin is opened and the Torah is taken out. As you know, that's not what it means. Vayihi ben Tzaya Ha'orein Vayomer Moshe is referring to traveling in the Midbar. And therefore, the question is to why are we saying Vayihi ben Tzaya Ha'orein when we take out the Sefer Torah? Is something which begs an explanation. I'd like to tell you two different tirades. One of the parasha, and then follow it by an answer to this question. Another parasha. Vayihi ben Tzaya Ha'orein, Rashi says, why are these psukim here? So Rashi tells us, in Tevah Kaima, it didn't belong here. The Rama Kassus Khan, Kidela Hashik, Ben Puranus with Puranus, to interrupt between two said events. What are the two said events? Well, prior to the Ibn Sayara, we have Klal Yisrael leaving Har Sinai, Hitim Kabarech Mibes HaSeder, the Jews leaving Har Sinai. And after the Ibn Sayara, we have the story of the Mesainim, the complainers. To give a hapsik, a break between two difficult episodes, we have Ayib and Sayahari, two passages. Number one, why Ayib and Sayahari and Bayam Ramesha? If you're interrupting between two difficult parshias, two Puranas, stick in a praise of Klal Yisrael. Stick in something that has to do with the events that are taking place before and after the Pesukim. It's technical information. We're sticking in between these two Puranas, something which tell us the technicalities of how the Jews traveled in the Midbar. Why does that belong? That's question number one. Question number two, what is the Puranas of leaving Har Sinai? The Jews did not decide when to leave. The Anan, Ramani HaKadosh, decided for them. They stayed in Har Sinai for a long period of time, many months. When the Hanani HaKadosh said leave, that's when they left. They didn't leave a moment earlier. Very difficult to hear. What's going on in this promise of leaving Har Sinai? The answer is, it's true. They left Har Sinai based on the Hanani HaKadosh. However, when they left, they didn't leave with the attitude, oh, the Hanani HaKadosh said leave, it's time to go. Well, that's the attitude of Kitila Kabayreach Mibes HaSeder. I guess it's something akin to people davening Shachris, and they get up to Tachnun. And they find out there's a chasim in shul. So they skip Tachnun. Why are they skipping Tachnun? One would say they're skipping it because Shulchan Aruch demands it of them. Another would say they're skipping Tachnun, Kitila Kabayreach Mibes HaSeder. It's true they're not saying it because Shulchan Aruch says don't say it. But there's a glee in not saying it. I think we'll identify with that. But the same thing with leaving Har Sinai. They left Har Sinai because the Hanani HaKadosh told them to leave. But they left gleefully, leaving Har Sinai, Kitina Kabereach, Mibes HaSeder. The problem was not in what happened. The problem was in the attitude, the way that they chose to leave. So that answers the question. The question is, why is Vayihi and Sayahara in between the two parashiyos? The answer is, they left Har Sinai, Kitina Kabereach Mibes HaSeder. The Chumash tells us that's not a way to leave. Vayihi and Sayahara, you should be leaving because the arm left. Vayamer Maisha, Maisha directed you, Kuma Hashem, Yifutsu Yedachem, Yinusim, Yisanechem, Yipanecha. And Maisha Rabbeinu said, it's similar for the traveling. And that's why they were leaving. And the same thing with Nuchayimah. And when the Yidden came to arrest, it was when the Anani HaKadosh, the Aron, came to arrest. Shuvah Hashem Riva Vaisafa Yisrael. These Sukkim have directly something to do with what happened before. It's a directive. Call Yisrael. You're leaving to Tinakat HaReach? No. But you can say, all right, Nuchayimah. And so that explains the Pesukim. That's the first of these two Devaritar. We move on to a second Devaritar. Vayihi ben Sayahara. It happened once upon a time. Once upon a time in the Midbar. Wrong. It happens all the time. Every time you travel, every time you leave, every time you settle somewhere, every time you come to a city in which you live, or you come to a job which you have, or to a home which you purchase, everything is Hameichim Mitzadei Goder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding you. In the meanwhile, they saw it with their own eyes. The clouds lifted, the Anan traveled, the Aron traveled, and they followed. Today we don't see it. But it's exactly the same thing. Wherever we go, we're following the Aron. We're following the Hanani HaKadosh. the source for saying Tilas HaDerech when you travel is a Gemara in Brachas. Eliyahu HaNavi instructed, Hamlech Bekainech Vitzei, ask God and then travel. And from there we say Tilas HaDerech. The Nusach of Tilas HaDerech is a request. Hashem, let us have a safe trip. But it's Hamlech Bekainech Vitzei, the statement of Amunah of faith, that we're traveling under the guidance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. Vayim Yetzayu Aharon is today as well. Wherever we go, wherever we travel, we need to recognize that we're traveling because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us. When we open the Aron HaKadosh and Shul, and we take out the Sefer Torah, it's a statement of Emunah. We don't pray to any statues, to any idols. We don't even pray to a Sefer Torah. We dive into a Rabbi Mishalayim, who's Raya Ve'Imei Nira. The only physical manifestation of our devotion is the taking out of Sefer Torah. Taking the Sefer Torah, which is we call the Arun, similar to the Arun in the Midbar. And as the Sefer Torah travels, it's the closest thing we have to the Arun traveling. And we say that he can say, all right, when we travel under the guidance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Ananim, of the Aron, wherever we go. And wherever we go, wherever life takes us, it's important to remember that. It's an important thing to say, that whenever the Jews traveled, they traveled with the tefillah. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? It's like Tefillah Sederach. Let us travel, but the enemy is on the road. Let them fall by the wayside. Hamlech b'kainech v'tzei. We put so much effort into our plans, wherever it is we go, wherever it is we live. But once we get there, we have to realize we'll be there because of Hamechim mitzadei gaver. God guides the steps of man. Wherever we go, we have opportunity to do it with the attitude that we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shluchim, and that's why we're doing it. I once read, somebody wrote about a trip he was making from the West Coast to the East Coast. He wanted to meet with his Rebbe here on the East Coast for Rosh Hashanah. And then Rosh Hashanah, he took a flight, which was diverted. It was diverted to Texas, to a little city in Texas, due to engine problems. And he realized that he would not be able to take a flight to the East Coast, and he was stuck there in that little town in Texas for Rosh Hashanah. Fortunately, he had a shofar, and he had time to buy some food. He also had time to call his Rebbe. He said to the Rebbe, Rebbe, I'm stuck in Texas for Rosh Hashanah. And to that, the Rebbe replied, that's how a slim person talks. You're stuck in Texas? You were sent to Texas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered you there. What his plan is, we don't know. But you're never stuck. You're there with a plan. Make the most of it. Wherever we travel, we should remember that we're traveling under the Shema. We're following in Aaron. And we should understand that wherever we go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent us. Beautiful thought for Parshas Bahamas. And with that, I wish one and all an absolutely wonderful Shabbos.